Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's called seditious behavior at the highest level. He's referring to, among other people, our Congressman, Chris DeLuzio. It's called seditious behavior at the highest level. Each one of these traitors to our country should be arrested and put on trial. Wow. Their words cannot be allowed to stand. We won't have a country anymore. An example must be set. Wow. Hang them. One of the people that the president believes should be executed, Congressman Chris DeLuzio, am I accurate here, sir? Is that what he's saying?
Hey, Marty, thanks for having me on. And, yeah. and I'm sad to say that in the United States of America in 2025, the president has done exactly what you said. He's called for my execution and several of my other colleagues. This is a dark time for the country. You know, I've been on your show and condemned political violence, no matter where it's come from, left or right. And I think this is a moment where patriots have to condemn this dangerous and reckless call for political violence from the president. Full stop.
Well, Congressman, folks, this is not hyperbole. Let's be blunt here, sir. There's no way in hell this won't provoke folks to say, yeah, let's hang him. Right? Right?
I think the American people are good and decent, have good hearts, and this is not who we are. And I'm not naive about the president's willingness to call for violence. He's done it to me. He's done it to others. But I think we are better than this, and I think we condemn it. And I will tell you this. I am not going to be intimidated from doing my job. I'm upholding my oath, and I'm not going to let this guy intimidate me for a second.
But sir, again, we have discussed this before, and it's of great concern to a lot of folks. This puts you in jeopardy, does it not, sir? It does. Does it not, sir?
Of course.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It puts your family in jeopardy, does it not, sir? Your staff in jeopardy, does it not, sir?
It does all those things. And I look, this is not about me. I want to be clear. Yes, you know, he's threatened to and called for my death, but this is not about me, right? This is about our Constitution, whether our Congress and the American people have a say in our government. Because when you have the president call for the deaths of his political rivals because they restate the Constitution and a basic rule that you learn in boot camp and an officer candidate school and everything else, that is a dangerous time for our country, whatever your politics. I think it's a time for Americans to come together to say we've had about enough of this.
I want to play this video. You cool with it, my man? What?
Sure.
Play it. Hold on for a second, Congressman. Listen.
Thank you, Proud Paul. Thank you. Thank you, Seth. Thank you, Brian.
Forget it.
Somebody asked me if I...
Come on, man. All right, Congressman, help me with this because I'm just checking in on this. What did you do that he says you told people not to follow illegal orders? What does that mean, sir?
So several of my colleagues who are House or Senate members, all of whom either were in the military or intelligence community, filmed a video to restate the basic constitutional principle that you are obligated to follow lawful orders. You are not obligated to follow illegal, unlawful orders. That is something you learn on your first day in uniform, and we trained for all the time when I was in uniform. And that apparently is enough for Donald Trump as the president and people around him to call for our death. That is I can't think of a worse indictment of Donald Trump's understanding of his constitutional responsibility than that.
Talk to me like I'm a third grader, sir. Is there a specific incident where he has told folks to do something that was an illegal order, sir? Military folks. Are you referring to some of the attacks on the boats, sir?
I'm not referring to that. Okay. And what you do is you train, right? You train before you're pressed with those decisions, which is why you learn these principles in boot camp and otherwise. And look, let's be clear, right? Donald Trump as president in his first term, then Secretary of Defense and then Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, were in the room with him where he told them to go shoot civilians unarmed in their legs. He just called for my death for speaking truth about the Constitution. So I don't need to guess about things he's willing to do. He just did it and did it to me and my colleagues by calling for our death and hanging. And to me, it makes even more urgent the point that we should be standing up for our Constitution and the rule of law.
Hold on. Play this clip, please.
Senator
Hold
Alyssa Slotkin. Listen.
Senator Mark Kelly.
Representative Chris DeLuzio.
Congresswoman Maggie Goodlander.
Representative Chrissy Houlihan.
Congressman Jason Crow. I was a captain in the United States Navy.
Former CIA officer.
Former Navy.
Former paratrooper and Army Ranger.
Former intelligence officer.
Former Air Force.
We want to speak directly to members of the military
and the intelligence community
who take risks each day
to keep Americans safe.
We know you are under enormous stress and pressure right now.
Americans trust their military.
But that trust is at risk.
This administration is pitting our uniformed military
and intelligence community professionals
against American citizens. Like us, you all swore an oath
to protect and defend this Constitution.
And right now, the threats to our Constitution aren't just coming from abroad,
but from right here at home. Our laws are clear. You can refuse illegal orders.
You can refuse illegal orders.
You must refuse illegal orders.
No one has to carry out orders that violate the law
or our Constitution.
We know this is hard
and that it's a difficult time to be a public servant.
But whether you're serving in the CIA,
the Army,
or Navy,
the Air Force,
your vigilance is critical.
And know that we have your back.
Because now, more than ever,
the American people need you.
We need you to stand up for our laws,
our Constitution,
and who we are as Americans. Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up the ship.
All right. So,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
So, Congressman, I don't know if you heard that, but it was the video you released. What manifested that, sir? That's what I'm trying to drill down, and I apologize for my ignorance. What manifested that, sir?
No. There's been reporting of folks concerned about some of the plans, for instance, and the president has talked about in front of the admirals and generals not too long ago of using and treating the American people, American cities like war zones, sending in active duty troops. There's been reporting as recently as today about lawyers in the military voicing objections to some of the orders coming down and some of the analysis for the legal authorization for things. There's a general sense of unease. And the time where you train your troops is before there's a problem, which is why those of us who served understand that it's a great time to remind folks who know their obligations. We have the best armed military in the world, that you've got an affirmative duty to follow lawful orders and that no one's going to should be forced ever to follow illegal ones. And I'll put it this way. President Joe Biden could not have ordered the troops to vote for Democrats, right? That's not a lawful order. There are plenty of things a president could do that could really put our troops in dangerous places. And that's why you train to know your responsibilities and your obligations, exactly what our commanders do for our troops.
I'm not certain, sir, that you ever expected the president of the United States to ask for you to be hanged.
I can assure you I never expected that, Marty. I never thought we'd be in a place as a country where that's something our president would do. And, I don't take it lightly, but it tells me all I need to know about him. And I know the American people, we reject this. And I want to say this again.
Yes,
I've said it on when I've come on with you in the past, whether it was Donald Trump who was targeted at Butler, Josh Shapiro, who was targeted at his home in Harrisburg, Charlie Kirk, who was killed not too long ago, I have condemned each of those attempts at political violence. And to see the man who has the most that he could do to bring down the temperature in this country ratchet it up by calling for my death and for others, it's disgraceful. And I think people across the political spectrum shouldn't condemn it. I've been glad to see Governor Shapiro and Senator Fetterman say the same, to condemn these calls for violence. This should be something every Democrat and Republican around here should be able to do.
Congressman, are you taking any precautions, sir, additionally to what you've had in place in the past?
Yes, and as you can understand, I don't really want to get into details over the radio.
No, I just wanted to ask you. Chris DeLuzio, Congressman, truth to power, sir. I always appreciate you, and I thank you for reaching out, sir.
Thanks, Marty. Thanks for having me on.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.